Welcome back, great people. Your name, the company of Bible Sweetheart. I'm yours truly, Aria Kennedy. And so, as I was saying, you know, it is necessary to take the vows and take the promises and take the words that Jesus spoke to us of how we're supposed to treat others, and also extend that level of compassion and faith and love and extend it back to ourselves. And so I'm sure there's many people that can examine themselves, including myself, and find areas of our life where, in relationship with ourselves, we are our own enemy. We hate something about ourselves, and we could do much more good in place of that hate. And we can show so much more love in that space of being our own enemy. In the places where we curse ourselves and abuse ourselves, we can extend grace and love to ourselves and find new habits of kindness and gentleness and apply to ourselves. And know that, you know, the Holy Spirit is just, it is what it is. It's our Christ in spirit. And so God always make a way to accommodate us in our imperfectness. And I think that we have to more so focus on how much the Holy Spirit is with us and how much love is extended just within us. And so whether or not people extend that love and kindness in the physical form, we have it connected to us. And so just as connected to us as we are connected to the vine with God. And so that's pretty much my word of encouragement this evening. But most importantly, we have to take those negative experiences and we have to extend love to ourselves, and we have to replace the pain, or, you know, the pain that it's caused, or, you know, that lingers, I want to say. And we have to extend love to ourselves, and we have to be completely okay with the scars, and we have to be okay that triggers are not going to go away right away. But we have to have faith. We have to extend faith. We have to continue to speak life. We have to speak life over ourselves. Remember, Christ spoke life over so many people, including us. And so we have to remember that we can also extend love to our own selves in the areas where we know exactly where we have been harmed, or where we feel the most vulnerable for whatever reason, and that we have the prayer life, we have the prayer life, and we also have to have the patience with ourselves, and we have to own those wounds, because they're ours, they're attached to us, and we have those memories that is attached to us. And so we have to own all that, and you know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes people will never understand what you've been through and how deeply it has affected you, and it's okay. But the most important person that has to care is the person who has endured those experiences, which would be ourselves. And so we cannot look forward to people actually understanding, because it's not always that way. It's just not that way sometimes. And the only person that's really truly going to understand is the Holy Spirit that lives within us, that we have to become comfortable and make it a priority and habit to express our pains. Remember Paul. I'm sorry, not Paul. Remember King David. When you read through Psalms, you hear his pain. you hear the things that he's endured. And he was not a perfect king, but God loved him. And I think that if we would just allow ourselves to see ourselves in the place of King David, and King David was not perfect, but he was loved by God, and he knew God exists, and he would cry out, and he would just cry out his pain and express it openly with God. And I think that that's something that we have to be accustomed to, because no matter how many people in the physical we talk to, it's not guaranteed that they will truly, truly understand the weight of our burdens. And when I say that, I think about when Jesus was headed to the cross and how he asked the disciples to pray with him, and they just could not, they could not be physically nor spiritually available just for something as simple as praying for Christ in a time where he was his most, I want to say, vulnerable, because he knew his time was coming. His time was coming to be crucified. And the very people who walked with him could not empathize. They could not just empathize and hear his cry just for support and help. It's such a time when you know you are headed on the slaughter and it's out of your control, and you ask your fellow brothers to pray for you, and they're asleep instead. Their response to his plea is they're asleep. And so, you know, that's why I think it's so necessary for us to encourage ourselves, to be willing to encourage ourselves. And, you know, the world is bent out of shape about having the same energy, having the same vibe, and being with people that's positive. But guess what? Even all of that said and done, it comes a time where you have to walk alone and carry your own cross. And that's something that I meditated on today, is that whether in marriage, whether in kinship, whether in friendship, you know, whether in ministry, wherever you are, you know, there's always, we're always going to have to carry our own cross, and know that we are capable of carrying our own cross thanks to the Holy Spirit. And no, we will not be 100% this perfect individual that pleases everyone's desires of the heart, that we're going to be these people that are just going to be better to make people happy. No, God want us to carry our cross, and he want us to live lives that is pleasing in his sight, but not just pleasing in his sight, but a life that we are capable of allowing God to be in our presence, in our midst, in our company, and always allow God to be front and center as we carry our crosses, and know that all of our needs will be met, can be met, even when we are not 100% all put together the way we would like to be. We still have grace that is sufficient in our weaknesses. And so this evening, I hope that encouraged someone who may have had a rough week like myself. It's not easy. It's not easy. Every day is not easy. And when you walk in love, it's even harder, because my heart is extended to others, and I feel devoted as a mom. And as a person within, I know how I want to be treated. And so I try hard to accomplish things in a day with gratitude. And so it frustrates me when things try to get in the way. And so I don't know if that's just, if it's God, or if it's just spiritual warfare, but whatever it is, it has to move. And so, and if it don't want to move, I just want the Lord himself to just help me walk across those troubled waters and get to the side of victory. And so until next time, you've been in the company of a biblical sweetheart. I'm yours truly, Aria Kennedy. Take care of yourself. Until next time, peace.